Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
Hey, happy Tuesday, everybody. I hope you are having a wonderful start to your afternoon. We couldn't be more excited to have you with us. Yesterday was a great Sports Monday. Tons of stuff to talk about. We got jokes. We got Jordan Schultz. Schultzy, how you doing today, bud?
You know what? I'm happy to be on the air.
Oh, yeah?
Without a Mariners playoff game happening at the same time. I need a little bit of a break from my adrenal glands, but happy to be in, man. Happy Tuesday.
I don't want to say you were struggling yesterday, but you have a tendency to live and die with every at-bat, every pitch, every instance that's out there, bud.
Especially in the postseason, man. We've never been, you know, on the precipice of this happening now, two games away from the World Series.
You know what I realized the other day is the last time the Mariners were in this situation, I was too young to drink.
Yeah. Ditto to that. 01, I was 12 years old.
So yeah, wow, I was 20. I was a little closer to the age. But yeah, my cousin was sharing pictures of a game that we were at in 2002 the other day, sent that over and just looking back on it. But yeah, that year was the first year that I was able to have a drink at a Mariners game. In 2001, I was not, and the way that that season finished,
fitting,
probably needed it. So yeah, it's absolutely a wild time. We've got a couple little business things to take care of before we get into everything that was yesterday. First thing is the pick'em. This is where we announced the winner of who won last week's pick'em. We finished with two Monday night games. Last night, I failed to win by a single point. Came down to the tiebreaker. Came down to points. I was 10 points off the total. And sales guy Kurt was 9 points off the total. So he ends up winning the pick'em.
You're supposed to be the expert, bro.
No, I'm not.
You're our fearless leader.
Well, I got close. There's a lot of people tied to the line. I was the only one that had the Bears. If I would have just made that the tiebreaker, but you have to total up the points. You have to total up the points, both sides. And he had the wrong team, but he had a closer number. He had 24 on the nose. He was close on the other one. So there you go. He gets the big door prize. It'll be more fun to see if we can get him to join us for the pick'em or record some of his thoughts or whatever. He just has to walk, you know, across the building. Now, the question is, where will I be broadcasting from on Thursday? Because I think I need to get to Seattle to watch game 4. So you mentioned it after everything that happened yesterday. So yesterday you got walk everybody through. And I know that from the outside looking in, people were able to watch you on YouTube yesterday all day. They got the first hour of the baseball game yesterday when you were on with me. The rest of the baseball game concluded while you were on the air with Primetime.
Yeah.
And so we got your initial reaction. Now that you're a little bit removed from it, Mariners win 10-3. It is obviously a great win in franchise history. As you mentioned, two games from going to their first ever World Series. All other baseball fans are like, yeah, what's the big deal? You're going to the World Series. As a Seattle Mariners fan, next year is their 50th anniversary. So for 49 years, I know you haven't been here for all of them, but like, has your dad been a fan the entire time? Is this something you inherited? Is this the grief that generations of Schultzes are with you on the journey?
I think I'm actually the start of the Mariners fandom in my household. Like, okay. My dad kind of followed them, but you know, for some reason, just as a kid, I really took to baseball and basketball as sports on TV.
Yeah.
And then as, you know, I was becoming of age to really understand what's going on in the world of sports, 11, 12 years old, 2001 happened, and the Mariners tied the all-time regular season wins record with the 19-aught whatever Cubs, and it was obviously a great time, and I still remember people anywhere we went that year being like, man, the Mariners already have 90 wins and it's August. It was just a special time. So
yeah.
I think that kind of started my fandom, and my dad and I have connected, you know, with those kinds of games and these kinds of heartbreaks ever since. And it's just finally fun to, I was getting texts from him yesterday, like, just as the evening went on last night, feel a little bit more comfortable.
Yeah.
Like, for the first time all playoffs, like, you're right, I've been living and dying with every pitch. You know, after that second two-run jack, or sorry, there were two three-run jacks, and I guess it was like the second one in as many innings from Josh Naylor is what I'm talking about. Like,
sure, the two-run home run that Naylor added.
Exactly, so. And putting them up, I think, what, 8-3 at the time? It was a pretty good feeling, like, okay, I can kind of focus on just hanging out with Rob here and doing prime time. So I need a couple more of those games before the World Series, man. I'm praying for that. But I do think that the Mariners just outplay the Blue Jays in every facet of the game.
Well, I mean, certainly yesterday they did, but this is baseball. You've watched baseball before?
I do know that anything can change on one swing of the bat, sir.
Well, I mean, just go back to the Tigers series. I mean, you have a close win in game one against Toronto. You have a big win in game two. I realize it was not the same pattern, but against the Tigers, you lose extra inning games, you win a close one, you win big. The next game you come out and you lose big. So I'm not trying to suggest to you that you need to get ready for the roller coaster right now, but don't be terribly surprised. The Blue Jays beat the Yankees with blunt force. They came out and absolutely raked.
Yeah.
Do I expect that to happen? Am I rooting for that to happen? No, I am not. But just ride the wave and enjoy it. The best thing about baseball is it ends up being these mano-a-mano at-bats, these mano-a-mano moments where you just have a guy needs to go and do something in a big moment. The funniest thing to me about this baseball season is how it started before they actually got into the regular season, before they even got into spring training. The Mariners were listed among the worst teams for their offseason moves. A team that actually went backwards, a team that had missed the postseason by one game in 23 and 24 after barely making it in 2022, was a team that had the best pitching staff in baseball in 2024. Just needed to add bats. And the only thing that they did was re-sign Jorge Polanco. And everybody that had a voice in sports took a big dump on your Seattle Mariners. Because Jorge Polanco was beat up all of last year. They weren't even sure if he was going to be able to play in the field. He certainly wasn't ready to be an everyday third baseman at the beginning of the year. At the beginning of the season, he wasn't even hitting right-handed.
No.
He was only taking left-handed at-bats. So everybody that knew anything about baseball knew that was a big mistake. He is now the only player to have three games in a row where he has a go-ahead at-bat in the fifth inning or later in the postseason.
Clutch up, man.
Three times. I don't even know if that's his best game. He had two home runs against Tarek Skubal.
From the right side of the plate, by the way.
From the right side where he couldn't even hit.
Exactly.
I mean, the whole thing has been, you do not want to pitch to Jorge Polanco. Hip, hip, Jorge.
I like that.
Yeah,
it's just, quickly, I know we got to get to...
We always have things to get to. Don't you worry about what we have to get to.
It's like, I know we got to get going, but...
You're good.
There's just so many hitters in this lineup right now, because it's not just... Jorge's obviously been the big guy in those big moments, but Julio showed up yesterday with that three-run home run. Cal, the day before... And on top of that, with that game-tying home run, has been hitting close to 400 throughout the playoffs. J.P. Crawford has been hitting near 300.
When you look up on the screen and you see Eugenio Suarez on base multiple times during the game, you know that the Mariners lineup is going top to bottom. The funny thing is, so did you know how many, do you have any idea how many strikeouts the Mariners had yesterday? 14.
I was obviously not paying it. So struck out a ton.
There's still a boom or bust offense. So yeah, and again, you know that I am all in on this. I could not be more excited. You and I both have our tickets. We're ready to go to the Fall Classic if we get to that point. We're ready. This is the time. This is the Mariners team. There are so many guys on this roster that are homegrown, and the trades and the acquisitions they've made over the last couple of years, Randy Arozarena and Josh Naylor, feels like the most Mariner that there is out there, and he's one of your most recent guys. Gino came back, so he's really your most recent guy, but he doesn't feel like little Leo Rivas comes out, and he just feels like all the names and faces that are on there, but Cal Raleigh, Julio Rodriguez, Logan Gilbert, George Kirby, Bryce Miller, all these guys that grew up through the system. Hopefully Brian Wu is ready to go. They said potentially for a game five, but certainly for the World Series. So all of these guys that they've got, it just feels like they've got a little bit of magic in them.
Yeah.
What happens with that? Who knows? But the further we get, the bigger your disappointment. What I don't want... I don't want you dying on us, Schultz. So take a breath.
I don't think I'm gonna.
Take a breath. We're gonna be okay. Let's do some in case you missed it. All right, in case you missed it, during the Mariners' 10-3 victory over the Blue Jays, reliever Yariel Rodriguez had a pretty unique stat line. Did you catch this from the Blue Jays reliever?
Lay it on me, bro.
16 pitches, 12 balls, 4 called strikes, 3 walks, and the Mariners took 0 swings for the 3 batters he faced.
I know you need a joke here in a second, but wow, 14 strikeouts, you were just saying, to now they let this guy just walk them on base.
They
That's insane.
They did not take a swing on any of the 16 pitches. It was one of the least impactful athletic performances since Ryan Leaf's entire career. He threw 12 balls in 16 pitches. He was less accurate than Shaq at the free throw line. He laid the biggest nothing burger since Adam Morrison. I've got more. It was one of the biggest mental playoff meltdowns since J.R. Smith forgot the score.
What? I only groaned because that was just awful.
His performance was less helpful than Chris Webber calling a timeout. No? Oh, that one you like?
That one? I like that one. That was a good one. The Fab Five? Yeah, right.
It was the entire appearance was pointless. It was like trying to get Albert Hainsworth on a treadmill after paying him $100 million. Is that? No? It felt like he put in less effort than Damon Stottlemyre trying to get weed through airport security. No? Too many of these? It was the most forgettable performance since, I can't remember.
I like
it. All right. We did too many, but we tried our best. In case you missed it, Jets head coach Aaron Glenn publicly stood by his quarterback Justin Fields following a disastrous week 6 loss. Fields was sacked 10 times for 55 lost yards.
Yikes.
He completed 9 passes for a total of 45 yards. Is it possible they're keeping Fields in there because somehow Shedeur Sanders is their backup too?
If that's their plan, is that
feels an awful lot like Aaron Glenn wants the first overall pick, doesn't it?
He's going to need to use that on an offensive lineman.
Yeah, no, I think that you definitely will. In case you missed it, safety Brian Branch was suspended 1 game for punching Chiefs Juju Smith-Schuster at the end of their game. The act was unwarranted and a violation of conduct standards. Branch called his own actions childish, but claimed he was tired of being bullied between plays. He pledged to act more like an adult as soon as he was let out of the timeout corner, takes a widow nappy, and has a big boy Capri Sun Pacific Cooler.
It's okay. Just like the biggest butt. You know, my accents were challenged, but.
Yeah.
But.
In case you missed it, despite the Ravens' 1-5 start, Coach John Harbaugh still believes that his team can reach the playoff. He also believes there's a magic wizard that lives in the Black River near Baltimore and grants wishes for anyone that sacrifices a virgin goat on the night of a full moon nearest All Hallows Eve.
I think people are sick of John Harbaugh.
What?
I think there's.
And he also believes Lamar Jackson will be back by week 8. You can't just boo John Harbaugh. You need to let me get through some of these.
All right.
Finally, in case you missed it, Steelers coach Mike Tomlin was shocked by the Browns GM Andrew Berry's decision to trade quarterback Joe Flacco to a division rival, the Bengals, questioning the move's intelligence. Mike Tomlin, if you're listening to this, they're the Browns. Questioning their intelligence is like questioning, is making me question yours. This is a franchise that is starting a QB that cannot see over the center with a Nepo baby for the backup. They paid scumbag Deshaun Watson a fully guaranteed $230 million. They let Baker Mayfield go immediately after he won their first playoff game in decades. They drafted Johnny Manziel because he was cornered. The owner was cornered by a homeless man who talked him into it. They drafted a 28-year-old quarterback once, right before he was ready to retire. This is a team that had Bill Belichick and Nick Saban on the staff, still couldn't win. This is an organization that once projected their Twitter feed onto a wall at the team facility using the hashtag DP, thinking it could only possibly mean dog pound. It did not. Mike Tomlin. They didn't trade Joe Flacco to the Bengals because it was a smart move. They traded Joe Flacco to the Bengals because dumb is what they do.
Like, do you
called the Browns. The best name they can come up with. This franchise, yeah.
Thanks.
Steve, is that too much?
I loved it. Okay. Do you think the Browns just got a call? The first one was from Cincy. And they're like, sure. I bet that's what happened.
Well, you know what the funny thing is? Like, you can just tell that they're not that bright by rolling out Joe Flacco in the first place. Like, that was their day one starter. The Bengals are at least using him as an emergency quarterback. We tried to go with Joe Burrow. He got hurt. We tried to go with the backup. He was terrible. We're desperate. We'll take Joe Flacco. The Browns, he's our best option. From week one.
Oh, no, he was the bridge to our draft pick, Dylan Gabriel. Come on. I'm a Duck fan, and even I think that's crazy.
All 5'2" of Dylan Gabriel is going to be great. You don't say a bad word about it. How dare you?
I'm on your side about the short quarterbacks. Trust me.
Daily Buzz is next. You're listening to the Happy Hour on 105.1 The Fan.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Top headlines, trending topics, and trivial matters that got our attention. It's the Daily Buzz on the Fan Happy Hour.
The Buzz.
Here's your host, Luke Anderson.
Mariners took a commanding 2-0 lead in the ALCS against the Blue Jays. Ooh, Toronto. You're right there?
Yeah. F this game recap. It was a Tigers announcer after the Mariners beat
them. Oh,
that
is pretty good.
Innings. I had to put that on your drop board.
You're fantastic. Toronto tried a strategy of pitching around Cal Raleigh. Did not work very well. Julio Rodriguez, 3-run shot. Jorge Polanco, 3-run shot. Ontario native Josh Naylor with a 2-run shot. More insurance runs added throughout. But you have got to play two. We got to win two more. Got to play back in Seattle starting tomorrow. Teams that have won the best of seven series or played in a best of seven series and had a 2-0 lead have won 84% of the time, 76 out of 91. How comfortable does that number make you feel?
I mean, damn comfortable, but I ain't never been here before, so. I'm a broken Mariners fan, okay? Like, I'm sitting there 10-3, comfortable, but at the same time, like, oh, don't let anybody on base. Don't let anybody on base.
Take it all in, my friend. Jorge Polanco has tied Ken Griffey Jr.'s franchise record for the most go-ahead plate appearances in a single postseason with 4. Cal Raleigh now has 12 home runs in 28 games, if you count the one that he added on Sunday against Toronto, including the playoffs. He absolutely owns them. And so far in this series, the Mariners bullpen has allowed 1 run over the first 2 games.
Thank God for Edward Bizzardo.
But Edward Bizzardo has been the best pitcher, perhaps, in the last 3 games. He was so good on Friday. He was so good in game 1 and game 2. He's just...
Well, it's crazy. He doesn't have swing and miss stuff either. But the movement on his pitches just... Yeah. It locks hitters up and gets them into trying to protect the zone, and they'll just pop out. It's great.
It works, and it works really well against Toronto, who's a contact team.
Yes, exactly.
I mentioned that the Mariners have struck out 14 times, but when they hit it, ball go far.
Uh-huh.
When you hit it off of Bizzardo, it do not go far. So there you have it.
The Buzz.
Elsewhere in baseball, kind of a wild one last night. Blake Snell was murderous for the Dodgers. He goes out and was the first pitcher since Don Larsen to face the minimum through 8 innings in a postseason game. I mean, watch out, dude. 8 shutout innings, 1 base runner, 10 strikeouts. That is pretty good. Freddie Freeman broke the scoreless tie in the 6th with a home run. The final is the Dodgers 2, the Brewers 1. And luckily, Blake Snell was great because they go to the bullpen late and the final inning ends up just getting a little bit dicey, but the Dodgers able to hold on. So just watching that, hoping that one of those two teams ends up going to the World Series to face your Seattle Mariners.
Oh, hey, nah. The Buzz.
2 Monday Night Football games last night. How many people do you think out of 30-some-odd people that were in the pick'em picked the Falcons to beat the Bills?
2. All 2.
1.
Wow.
There was 1, and it wasn't that close of a game. The Falcons beat the Bills 24-14. Michael Penix Jr. not getting benched anymore? Just a few weeks ago, it felt like it was going to be Kirk Cousins because he couldn't do anything. And then he bounces back and looked great. Bijan Robinson, 238 scrimmage yards, 81-yard touchdown run during the game. Robinson is only the second player since 1991 to reach 450-plus rushing yards and 300-plus receiving yards in his team's first 5 games of the season. Josh Allen was sacked 4 times, pressured on 47.1% of his dropbacks. So this is a Falcons team that went out and decided that if they were going to win football games, let's do it from the defensive side. Raheem Morris, defensive coach. Let's get some pass rush. They used all their draft capital early rounds to go out and improve their defensive pass rush, and seems to be pretty effective. The Bills' defense, not nearly as effective. They allowed 335 yards in the first half of last night's game. Are you worried about the Bills?
I mean, I personally don't care much about the Bills.
I understand, yes. But the Bills, I think, I don't want to speak for everyone, but I think the Bills are a sentimental favorite for a lot of people. They have been little brother to Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs. Included in that realm is Lamar Jackson. The only guy that's broken through the Mahomes-Andy Reid wall has been Joe Burrow. So you've got two guys that are sitting there, and I think there's a lot of people that partly root for either the Ravens or the Bills. And I think a lot more people are on the Bills side. The Hard Knocks wrote me in. I watched more Josh Allen than I thought I would. They seem pretty likable. So I don't know. This is back-to-back losses now for the Bills. And the Falcons looked really good against the Bills, but haven't looked that great consistently to start the year.
Well, I think that's been the worry about them is, are they going to have that window to compete with the Chiefs, or has it already closed? You know, they've almost climbed the mountain so many times now. I think that may be another reason why people are so fond of Buffalo and hate Patrick Mahomes. Just get it over the mountain once, damn it. But well, I don't know. They've been on the ropes before, though. How many times in the last 5 seasons? And they've been able to get back, so I don't know, man. We're near midseason. Like the story hasn't been finished yet. So I guess I'm not so worried, maybe, as other people are.
They are second place in the division because they have the same record now as the Patriots and lost head to head.
Patriots.
Anyway, Mike Vrabel, good coach. I think so.
The Buzz.
Chicago Bears get a win over the Commanders. It is back to back 25-24 victories for the Bears. Did I see that correctly today in a headline?
Huh?
Yeah. Who wins 25-24? But they did. So they beat the Commanders last night. Things went awry for Jaden McDaniels and the Commanders with a late fumble and a bad interception. He had 3 touchdowns, but not enough at the end when it mattered. He needed to hold on to the ball a little bit better. The fun story last night, do you know how long kicker Jake Moody was active before the game yesterday?
20 minutes, just like ran to the stadium, I'm assuming?
7 hours.
Oh, okay. Yeah. But close enough.
DeAndre Swift had to introduce himself to Jake Moody on the sideline.
Love it.
Moody made 4 out of 5 field goals from 47, 48, and 41, plus the game winner last night. So just a ton of fun. And your final story.
The Buzz.
Just 2 more worthless games before the start of the season, and they start to count. You have Blazers preseason action tonight. They are playing against the Warriors. Thursday, they've got 1 more against the Jazz. And next Wednesday, it's tip-off for real. You excited about this Blazers team?
I mean, I'm excited with them like keeping the game back on the bench.
No, you should have just left it there. That was such a genuine reaction. You're like, let me try to pretend, and we'll see if we can get there.
That did not.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
And here we go.
It's Tuesday on the Fan Happy Hour with Luke Anderson.
You might not want to let your children watch this.
Time for play-by-playback.
Gary Newton is the greatest corn dogger ever.
Real game calls, real reactions, and one big question.
Is that a corn dog in your pocket?
Oh, yeah. That's my practice dog, sorry.
A first and five. Robinson off the right side, breaks free. Bijan Robinson spinning down the sideline, still going. Can they catch him? They cannot. Touchdown, Falcons, 81 yards.
Yeah, doubleheader on Monday Night Football last night. That was Bijan Robinson for the Falcons in their 24-14 victory over the possibly struggling Bills like we were just talking about there, Luke. Robinson going off, that was an 81-yard run, as you just heard. 170-yard performance total on 19 carries, averaging almost 9 yards a carry. Raheem Morris going on to call him the best running back in the NFL. Is he?
Oh, no. He said best player.
Oh, best player? See, I misread the quote then.
Best player. At least that's what I saw.
This is even crazier than I thought, Luke. So is he really on crack, or is he actually on to something? Wow,
right,
the best player.
Right now, Bijan Robinson, so this is after five games for a Falcons team that's okay. He is averaging 164 total yards from scrimmage per game. That would put him on pace to break the all-time record in 15 games almost. Whoa. He'd be just shy after 15 games. He would have beaten the record by 120 yards if he goes 16 games. And by 17 games, he'll be at almost 2,800 yards. The record is the 2009 season from Chris Johnson. But this would crush the record in 16 games if he stays on this pace. Now, I know one of those games is almost 230 yards from scrimmage last night, but five games is a pretty good sample size, and if this Falcon team is going to continue to get better, that means they're going to be able to integrate him more into the offense. If Penix is throwing the ball better, then you can't just load the box and try to stop him running the ball. He might be on to something. I am officially on Bijan watch.
All right. I think we're team Bijan. Yeah. We're unhappy.
Let's go. Also, he wants to be a TV star, and I think he's on some TV show, if I'm not mistaken.
Is it a dating TV
show?
He's
charming. No, I think he's like a full-on actor in some like Hollywood production.
I believe it.
Yeah.
All right. Big deal.
They're down and one. Ball's on the ground! And it's recovered by Nashawn Wright.
Yeah, I had to leave the big like hit sound in the clip
yeah,
there.
Yeah, you did.
Because that was a crazy play. Unbelievable turn of events last night. Fumble, of course, in the backfield there by the Commanders, giving the Chicago Bears the opportunity to win 25-24 in the second half of the doubleheader last night on Monday Night Football.
Oh, can I hate to interrupt you.
Yeah.
You called it a doubleheader.
Yeah.
Jeff Rust normally sits in that seat there. If you call a game that is played at the same time as another game a doubleheader, it just upsets him.
Oh, okay. All
because
right.
it
oh,
they
I
were
upset, Rusty.
Yeah, I mean they overlapped for most of the game. They started about an hour apart. They didn't go back to back, so not technically a doubleheader.
Is there a word for that that I should?
He used another word.
Double dipper. I've heard double dip. Like get that double dipper out of my party. Damn it.
Let's. I overlapping games. I don't know. He used some term, and now I'm at a loss. You threw me off with that, but I just wanted to stand up for my guy.
Well, I appreciate.
That's all
you.
I want to do. You may continue. I'm so sorry.
No, you're fine. Simple question with that 25-24 win for Chicago. Did the Commanders lose that game, or did Ben Johnson and the Bears win that game? A lot of people high on Ben Johnson right now and how he's making the offense look.
Well, and he's kind of shut up. I went on a bit of a rant, and I think he heard it. We haven't heard as many dumb comments from Ben Johnson lately. It feels like Caleb Williams is starting to get praise for being a good football player, not just a good athlete. He looks like he's starting to read defenses. That was a really sloppy game from a condition standpoint last night. The wind was swirling. Everything was wet. I always hate to say that somebody lost it, but man, that was a poorly timed fumble. And you never know how much of that is nerves or poise or any of that, or just the football being wet. But it sure looked like Jaden Daniels lost the ball before he even got to the running back. So the ball kind of flying at him. So you put it on the quarterback, and I know balls slip, but sometimes, you know, the guy that drops it gets all the blame, and for good reason. I thought the Bears did a really good job being patient. They were smart. Caleb Williams ran when he had to. Their running game was able to kind of, you know, get what they needed from a yardage standpoint to make the field goal as easy as they could for Jake Moody. So I will reluctantly give credit to the Bears for the victory, because you have to put yourself in that position. And if you get fortunate to get that turnover, you know, even with a field goal by the Commanders, they still may have had a chance. So I will give credit to the Bears. Ugh.
Fourth and three at the 6. Mahomes in the shotgun on fourth down. Throws a wheel out right side. It's caught. Touchdown at the far front pylon. Xavier Worthy scrapes outside. It is touchdown pass number 300 for Patrick Mahomes, counting the playoffs. That is an all-time NFL record. He does it in his 139th game, the fastest to 300 passing touchdowns in NFL history. The Chiefs lead 6-3.
Yeah, that was a touchdown pass for Pat Mahomes, the 300th of his career, as you heard, in their 30-17 win over the Lions on Sunday. A lot of people still high on Pat Mahomes, as they should be, but not as high on the Kansas City Chiefs or the supporting cast, so to speak, around Pat Mahomes. Now with that win at 3-3, Luke, are the Chiefs a top five team in the NFL right now? Because I frankly can't pinpoint it. I don't know.
Can I tell you something that's a little bit odd? Is they're the only 3-3 team in the AFC.
That's crazy.
Well, I mean,
well, it's a lot of parity this year, man. There's
It is. Well, you've got everybody is clearly better or clearly worse than Kansas City's record.
But they're hanging
on. The Texans had a bye, so they are 2-3, and everybody else 4-2. Colts 5-1. Steelers also had a bye, 4-1. So the teams that are ahead of them, I'm looking at this. So you've got the Denver Broncos. Do I think the Chiefs are better than the Broncos? I do. Jacksonville beat them head to head. Buffalo is probably even with them. Patriots beat them head to head. The Chargers beat them head to head. Steelers are 4-1. I don't think the Steelers are better than them. I don't even know if I can put them in the top five, considering that they lost to three of the teams that are ahead of them in the AFC. So they weren't fluky losses. I think those are pretty good teams. The one team that I'll reserve judgment about is the Indianapolis Colts at 5-1. I don't know that they're the best team in there, but so the AFC looks pretty good to me. Tampa Bay Buccaneers are the best team in the National Football Conference right now. 5-1. I think they are legit. I think that they're doing it without any of their wide receivers right now. Baker Mayfield, a legitimate MVP candidate. I'll put them in the top. So I maybe just out of the top five for the Chiefs. But guess who you don't want to play if they sneak in the side door of the playoffs, or if they win that division outright? Because the Chargers came out of the gate looking good. Stumbled, and I don't think the Raiders are going to do anything in that division. The Broncos, their defense is really good, but what, they score 15 against the Jets? was it 15-13 or something? I don't have the score in front of me, but it was the low score.
Has problems right
it's
now.
It's definitely a Bo Nix, not an MVP candidate right now. Got a little work to do, but that offense looks a little shaky. So I will not put them definitively in the top five, but I will put them in the top five of teams you do not want to play if they get into the playoffs.
And Muncy skies one to center field. Hit well. This one's got a chance. Frelick going back to the wall. He leaps. It's in and out of his glove, but he caught it. And now chaos on the bases. Might have a play at the plate. The throw. Not in time. No, he's out. He's out. It's a forced play at the plate. And he is out.
A wacky play last night for the Brewers. The Dodgers did eventually get the win. Just a crazy finish, but they lead that series 1-0. This was when the Dodgers had the bases loaded at one point, and that was like against the wall in center field. Sal Frelick makes the catch, but it bounces out of his glove. It almost looked like it bounced over the wall. That's the beauty of baseball, man. Still gets the out at home. The announcer doesn't even pick up on it. I mean, that might be one of the craziest plays I remember, Luke. Do you have, like, a specific wacky play from baseball history that sticks out in your mind? Because well, there's some that I think of on top of this, too.
That is the first ever 8-6-2 double play in playoff history. It's only happened, like, 6 or 7 times ever in Major League Baseball. So the reason it was a force at home is it bounces off the center fielder's glove, then off the wall, which means it is no longer a fly ball, and then becomes a, it's actually scored as a ground out, even though it never touches the ground. Center fielder catches it, throws it to the shortstop, gets it relayed to the catcher. And the amazing part about that, the catcher knew it was a force play. He's standing there like a first baseman doing the stretch at home plate. It is a very close call. And then he walks down to third and tags the bag. So it was absolute chaos. You get that. The fun thing about baseball, and I've always said this, is the more baseball you watch, the more fun baseball gets. I've always said that the ultimate scenario, and I cannot describe this without the hair on the back of my arm standing up. Can you imagine going to a game that was two perfect games going into the ninth inning? Can you imagine both pitchers perfect and how insane and awesome that would be as a baseball fan?
I mean, I'm looking up the odds of a perfect game
now. Yeah.
And that is 1 in 10 to 1 in 18,000. Okay. So roughly 0.005%.
I like that your brain went to, let me check the math on that, Bob.
Well, because it's just astronomical feat.
So just put your baseball feels in that moment. So you're sitting there and it's two perfect games. How awesome would that be for you as a baseball fan?
I mean, that's the tops right there. You're like, I'm never going to see this again. Now, I need to take every moment in. Yeah.
Now, imagine that's your first baseball game. And you're sitting there next to, like, so is your wife a big baseball fan?
Now she is, yeah. She loves baseball.
Okay. Let's take somebody, one of your friends that does not like baseball. You're like, you got to come to a game. You're sitting there freaking out going, this is amazing. This is amazing. And the guy's like, nobody's gotten a hit. Nobody's been on base. It would go quickly. But literally nothing happens. So the more baseball you watch, the more you appreciate these things that never do happen. My favorite play is the unassisted triple play. Mm-hmm. Happens like once every 30 years. Has happened like less than half a dozen times in baseball history. But the line drive to the bag where the runner is going, you get the tag, you get the out in the air, and you get the base tagged. That is my favorite play that happens super rare. So, it's a silly game played by silly people and watched by sillier people, and I absolutely love it. It was fantastic.
My favorite play, the silly time that the ball bounced off of Jose Canseco's head and went over the wall for a home run when he was with the Blue Jays.
Is it anybody better for that to have happened to?
Oh, absolutely not. That's baseball. It's just, it's so perfect. It's angelic sometimes.
You know what? I will correct you. It's wonderful because it's imperfect.
Actually, speaking of
chaos. Yeah.
Well, speaking of imperfect in baseball, let's get to this last one.
2 balls, 2 strikes. Mariners down 1-0. 6th inning. Gausman. The 2-2 to Cal. Swung on. Blasted. Right field. This is going to go. It is gone. Cal Raleigh. Old Canada.
a solo home run, and this game is tied. Cal has invaded Canada again, and he has done it. It's a brand new ball game. It's 1-1 in the sixth inning. A monster blast by Cal Raleigh.
Do you want to take this one or do you want me to?
Oh, I want to hear what you have to say about it.
I mean, I've never said this out loud on the radio, so I'm going to right now. I really try not to throw people under the bus, especially in the business that I'm in. But Gary Hill Jr. is an example. That call is one of the worst calls I've ever heard for a home run. He is trying so hard, but it is awful. He's the perfect example as proximity getting you a job. He started off as the engineer, literally twisting the knobs for the broadcast, and then because Rick Riz is such an unbelievably nice, gracious person, allowed him to do a couple of games in the dead of summer a decade plus ago. Here he is making the O Canada call. Oh my God, Luke, do you ever want to hear another home run call from him again? Because I don't. Damn.
You know what? I'll bet he's a really nice guy. Doesn't he sound like a nice guy? Being in proximity is one thing. If you're in proximity and awful, you're not getting that opportunity. So in some ways, he has very much earned that. That is one of the things. We could play the Chiefs call again. That guy tried to get so many stats into that one touchdown call.
And that's annoying.
But that's the beauty of baseball and football and basketball, having their home broadcast. And the fact that you get it in the playoff, because Goldsmith goes into the booth too. They all take their innings. The game usually starts with Goldsmith. The middle innings go to Gary Hill Jr. and Rick Riz finishes it up. So he gets the great moments when Polanco hits a walk-off. It just it adds this magic to what you have, and they do a great job. So having somebody that's excited, you know what that made me think of that I'm very disappointed does not exist at T-Mobile Park yet? How is there not a big restaurant and a section for dedicated to Cal Raleigh, and then we call it the Cal Zone?
Oh.
And they have Cal Zones right behind it.
I mean, that's
can we
good.
Do that?
Yes, I love Cal Zone. So I mean,
yeah.
You got Cal and Dom Can Zone.
Yep. You can have, it would be called the Cal Zone, and you would have the Can Zone Cal Zone. Miles Mastroboni would need his own Cal Zone. You can do them with the different themes, and you can have everybody's stuff, meat and cheese inside the bread in whatever format they want. I figure the Cal Zone is probably just a cheeseburger wrapped in pizza dough and then baked.
I think that's
what it is. But how that doesn't exist yet. The other thing that I don't know if we talked, did we talk about this yesterday? If we did, I apologize.
Oh, no.
Did you see what happened on Friday? Did we talk about Humpy?
Oh, yes. The race, the salmon race. Yeah. Is that what you want one for the road for, or do you want me to get it now? Or
I'm just.
Yeah, I saw.
But he finally won. So yes. Here's my question is, when they go back to Seattle, do you think Humpy keeps winning? Do you think he might be the good luck charm that the Mariners need?
Oh, I think they're going to put him out there, and Humpy will win every race. That's happening. Yes, sir.
All right. That was what was that? Play-by-playback. We need to move on.
Bud.
We need to move on to one more for the road. We do it next. It's 105.1 and the Fan Sports Network.
Relax, hot shots.
Welcome back to the Fan Happy Hour. We're about to wrap things up.
Maybe you guys like what I have so far.
Wicked woman, cool creams and misters. You gotta go spell me.
Let's grab one more for the road.
Come on, everybody. Everything's smooth.
Here's Luke Anderson.
All right, and we are right into the finale. We will just do... You may not love Conference USA football, but they love you. They're coming to you on a Tuesday. New Mexico State at Liberty, Florida International at Western Kentucky, and bonus Sunbelt tonight. College football every day until the end of time. They're going to play every day now for you. Football's on the TV. Thank you, Jordan Schultz, for filling in. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Thank you, Isaac Ropp. We're all done for now. Bye-bye.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.